Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of April, recording at 9:21 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Asia started off a little firmer following Wall Street's somewhat higher close yesterday. Then some good news came out of China. China's new loans were the highest in over a year, and the money supply surged, indicating that the government was in expansionary mode and that fears over an excessive slowdown, let alone a hard landing, dissipated here. And so we had a strong gain, upward dynamic in the A-shares index, and that led to better sentiment generally around the world. Europe was much quieter, mostly on the defensive in the early trading, as Spanish bond sales were monitored, and amidst some concern over the difficulty of raising funds, this pushed rates up higher than we'd seen a month ago. But Wall Street, which also opened on a subdued note, but shook off an indifferent employment report, and then started to rally on corporate profit results and expectations, and also a rumor that more stimulus was going to be forthcoming. Well, just to backtrack for a moment, that had been encouraged somewhat by the governor of Japan, a BOJ governor, Shirakawa, who's been under pressure recently to step up the easing, which he had not done in the last meeting on April 10th, and he came out with the statement today that he would be easing, the gist being that he would be easing aggressively. So that's helped to spark a view pretty much around the globe that we were going to see more monetary stimulus. Not that we haven't already seen plenty of it, but if there's more on offer, stock markets are going to like that, and that's been reflected in the gains that we've seen. One of the best was one of the markets that had led originally last year and on interest rate cuts and performed stormingly well until last month when it commenced a sharpish correction was Brazil, but up 2.88% today, rallying strongly and clearly, and that looks like it's checked the downtrend, which is near a prior support area. Now, as I mentioned, I think a couple of days ago on a chart review, Wall Street solid gains here today with the S&P up nearly 19 points, 1.38%, and the other average is performing similarly. Long-dated government bond prices eased a bit, as you might expect against that background. Talk of possibly some additional stimulus, although I did not see any justification of that in regards to the U.S. I think the Fed has made it pretty clear that they will be data-driven, and if the economy looks soft, they'll come in and stimulate more. If it's looks as if it's generating sufficient traction to be self-sustaining, then they won't. But at any rate, the additional stimulus advocates rule the day, and that pushed the dollar down, and the euro back up to 131.90. Sterling less so, but up to 159.63, and the Aussie a decent gain up to 104.42. Stronger Asian currencies as well. Not the yen, though. Now, what else to mention here? With Japan promising, at any rate, or the BOJ governor promising that it's going to increase money supply fairly dramatically, with Europe already doing that, and on a course where, in my opinion, if they want to hold the euro together, they're going to have no choice but to print and print and print for a number of years. That's what the Fed's been doing. And China pushing up money supply, well, you think what else is going to benefit from that? And we've had further evidence in the precious metals market that that quiet ranging that we were seeing, a little bit of sometimes a little bit choppy ranging of recent weeks, my hunch that that was a support building phase that I mentioned in other audios, received some backing here, some market or some technical backing here today. Gold at 1675 and a half, and silver back up to 3237. And these are good solid gains, dynamics on the charts. And platinum, which had broken down, saw a good turnaround here today, up 22 to 1606. Palladium's done even better. And the industrial metals are all firmer across the boards. Copper, which had broken down out of a trading range, has promptly turned around and pushed back up into it, closing just below 372. About the only weakness that I've seen in commodities, well, we had a little bit in the grain and bean complex. Rough rice was down. I see. But that's, I beg your pardon, not rough rice. Let me get this right. No, the grains are all a little bit higher in here today. It was bond markets that I'd confused it with, or bond prices were weaker. We did see a slight drop. Natural gas got below the $2 level here, and currently at 198.5. Okay, so very much the risk on bulls being in charge here today. This is occurring, as I mentioned yesterday, after the development of, and to a lesser extent on Tuesday, occurring against a background of a short-term, very short-term. If you look at the stochastics charts in the library, you'll see very short-term oversold condition for a number of markets, following what on Wall Street had been its worst week of the year and last week. Now, I carried over into this week. So, I think that's the technical background to all this, and I regard the rally as encouraging in the sense that it indicates that we're not going into one of those really scary meltdowns that we saw back in 2011, starting in August of 2011. And well, plenty can happen at some stage during the rest of the year. I think there are good reasons why that's why we're not getting that type of weakness now, and that is that although Europe still has a capacity to frighten, as I've said it would, because problems have not been resolved, they've just been contained and pushed forward. Nevertheless, it's unlikely to absolutely traumatized investors all over the world as it did last year, now that the ECB is being lender of last resort, as it should, in my opinion. And while Germany may crex about this from time to time, the hardliners in the Bundesbank have all resigned, for instance, in protest. They did that last year. But Germany's been the main beneficiary of the euro. And it needs a soft currency, so we're not going to get too much protest from Germany. And it will accept the risk of the near certainty of somewhat higher inflation. So in terms of money sloshing around, there's plenty of it. And that will help to underpin stock markets. I've talked in terms of a corrective phase that was likely to last for a few weeks and possibly even several months. There are partly seasonal factors for that, but it's mostly in response to the very, very strong gains that we'd seen in 4Q and to a greater extent in Q1 of this year. So the short-term oversold condition that we have seen when measured against the fourth quarter of last year's recovery and then this year's surge in the first quarter, these are not to scale. But what the rally suggests to me is that we'll get a lot of ranging activity during this mean reversion process towards the rising 200-day moving averages. That also means that the weaker days are opportunities to pick up some long positions, and particularly where there are really high attractive yields available. And you certainly see plenty of those in Europe, and not least the UK in particular. But you also see them in Asia as well, pretty much around the world. Also the US, but as it had a strong performance, somewhat less so. But you can still find plenty of attractive yields in the US. Now, I think it was talking about, I digressed there a little bit, but all this money printing that's going on is very positive for gold and the other precious metals. Now, they are still in this overall corrective phase, but it looks increasingly to me as if the lows are in for gold. They were on those two surges down into the low $1,500 region. And there's a very good chance that we are working on the first higher reaction low. We may have seen that earlier this month, quite recently, in fact, last week. So we could well see a move back towards the middle to upper region if we take the high back last August and September for gold and the lows that we saw in the fourth quarter of last year. And I favor having a long position here, as you know, in these markets. Okay, on crude oil, we're firmer in here today. Brent is up to $121.75, and crude is up to $103.73, but they're still on the lower side of the range that we've seen over the last month or so. And firmer performance from China would spread right across the whole mining sector, as well as being supportive for the Asian region generally. So interesting day. On that note, all the best.